Khalees, this coming weekend is your favorite weekend, not because it's Halloween, but because...
It's Saturdays. It's the best time of the year.
Saturdays! It's, I think, the best of Franklin County, highlighting the best of what we grow here when it comes to beverages, which is apples and cider and sweet cider. And it's time for another Local Hero Spotlight with Claire Morneau from CESA, the local hero, folks.
I will put an asterisk on that, and that in post-pandemic times, it's stretched out a little bit more, Cider Days location-wise.
It's Franklin County and Friends.
Yeah. And are we technically in Franklin County still here in New Salem? I think so, right?
We are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Proudly.
This is number 3 on our 978. We've got one to go. We've got almost gotten them all.
Orange, New Salem, and what else is 978?
Wendell and Warwick.
And we did Wendell, too. Yeah.
We did Wendell. We have one more. Warwick, come.
Warwick, we need to do a segment with you. But we are in New Salem. And what's your name?
Carol Hillman.
New Salem Cider is the name of this, right?
It is right.
And we are looking at what might be the most exquisite view I've seen in the 413. You can go up to the top of Mount Sugarloaf, and you can see that beautiful view that ends up on so many different posters, etc., of the Connecticut River. But we are looking through the hills, and in the midst of it all, we can see the Quabbin Reservoir, which I don't think I've ever seen from this perspective before. And this is what you wake up to every morning.
It is, and I love it.
It is kind of the platonic ideal of fall New England landscape.
Yeah.
If you were going to go leaf peeping anyway...
There's a stone wall, for goodness sake.
Yeah. If you were going to go leaf peeping anyway, why not go leaf peeping and also go to apple orchards and experience what they have to offer? And Cider Days has the perfect opportunity for you. There's a map that shows you where all the things are happening, and New Salem is on the map. Carol, how long have you lived here in New Salem and been doing apples?
Well... Just for 58 years.
That's it?
Yeah.
Where were you before that?
Well, I had a home in Harrison, New York, and that's where I brought up my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Until suddenly we had very close friends, my college roommate, visit us and tell us about this farm that was in New Salem. And my late husband, after hearing about it, said, "We'll buy it." My mouth dropped open, but we came up the next weekend, and there was an indigo bunting singing on the maple tree outside the house. And I thought, that's a sign.
This keeps getting more and more New England.
I can't believe it.
Yes.
So did you know anything about growing apples?
No, not really. But I always have liked a challenge. And this was definitely a challenge. This is a picture. I don't know if you can talk about it. About the orchard that was there that you could, you actually couldn't see it from behind the house the way you can now. The trees were 70 feet tall. And there was poison ivy growing up the trees as well. So that was part of the challenge. If we wanted to have a farm, we had to take care of it and learn about it. And actually, that same, my college roommate's husband grew up on an apple farm in Shirley, Massachusetts. He looked at it, and he said, "Prune it to the ground." But I couldn't do that. It was... As I said, a challenge, but it was a beautiful opportunity to bring good food, good apples, back to Western Massachusetts.
And what year was that?
That was 1968. Long time, but it has flown by. And many ups and downs, of course. But really, the beauty of this particular piece of land is staggering. To me every day.
And you've done a couple of different things as a business over the years. How long have you been doing cider and hard cider specifically?
Well, the hard cider is relatively new. And this is our 4th year. It's so interesting to me that hard cider is what brings the people. And I don't really care what brings the people as long as they can get out into nature. Get a few minutes of repose, bring their family, bring their friends, bring a picnic, and just sit here for a while. the sweet cider, which we are pressing now, we've done for decades. But sweet cider doesn't run a farm, I'll tell you. And we're still trying to run a farm. And the hard cider has really helped.
It's the same sort of dynamic when you think about how much alcohol drives, say, the music industry. Because a lot of these venues wouldn't survive if they couldn't sell beer and wine or other alcohol on just the ticket sales. And it's a parallel with farming where it's like, yes, you can sell sweet cider and apples for a certain amount of money, but if you're going to buy a bottle of cider, you can charge a lot more for that, and that can help to bring up the bottom line.
Right.
Are you the cider maker, or who's making your cider?
Heavens, no. Are you kidding? I'm 98 years old.
Oh, my word.
And my son and friends of his who help him are the cider makers. Mm-hmm. I leave that totally to them.
Are they helping with the orchard, too?
Oh, yes.
Even though you haven't been always making the hard cider, and that's relatively new to this farm that you've been a part of, Carol Hillman, since 1968, you have for a long time been part of Cider Days, right? I feel like as long as I've known Cider Days, there's been a little bit further afield in New Salem on the map. So what got you involved in Cider Days?
Well, I think that Terry and Judy Maloney were really the originators of Cider Day. And we have had a relationship with them. Judith used to come by the farm and pick up apples, take them to Boston. And it was always something in our minds, but we started pressing cider outside the barn. And it was pretty primitive operation, but we bought an old cider press, which we still have. And it was wonderful because the kids came to help. They could really understand what it took to make a glass of cider. So eventually we decided we can't do this anymore. We're food services. We need to get down to business. And we built a cider mill. We started with one press that we could pump by our feet. And so kids could still see exactly how to do it and understand it. I have been a teacher for many years, taught in a classroom for 20 years, taught teachers of teachers for another 15 years. And my other interest, and actually my main interest, has been education. And the farm is now, and has been, a place for kids to learn, and for their parents. Many of them don't know about what it takes. That's really the story. It's education and apples and kids and reflection, time to sit and think about things. Think about working and the value of an ethic about working, because that's a life lesson. And we need to take care of our planet big time, particularly now when everyone is so stressed with so many challenges and sadness. Look to the land and be the person you want to be.
Carol, I'll tell you that last year my partner and his daughter and I came and got a pretzel and some cider and sat right on that hill and looked out over the view, and I think felt that exact feeling. And it was great because we used the stone walls as a way to run some energy off of the child. We were like, run to that stone wall and run back, we'll time you. It was perfect.
And my kids kind of have grown up here to a certain degree because they went through a nature-based school program called Deer Paths, and Celia Madeline, the organizer of that group, has brought all three of my children here to this orchard in New Salem over the years. You being a fan of teachers and a teacher of teacher, you say Seal is, I don't mean to shamelessly plug my kid's old teacher, but she's kind of the best.
Well, I will tell you that just recently the kids were at a picnic table, which they sometimes do, and this was after lunch and reflection time, and I sat down with them and talked with them a bit I listen to them mostly. I listen to them sing a song. I listen and watch them do a finger play. I listen to them say their names and talk about the orchard, what they liked about the orchard. And Seal said, some of the children want to give you the painting that they did of the orchard. I was sitting across from a little three-year-old who was very shy, very sweet, and kind of looked at me and then looked down and looked at me and looked down. And finally she handed me this little painting. And it was, for me, a very touching moment that, first of all, that Seal understands the meaning for children to be able to spend a morning in the orchard and to have activities that are significant. That painting and the exchange of that painting was a beautiful moment at the farm. It's what the farm is all about for me. And if you don't want to be down with me, you don't want to be from my apple tree. And if you don't want to be down with me, then you don't want to be from my apple tree. And if you don't want to be down with me, then you don't want to be from my apple tree. And if you don't want to be down with me, you just don't want to be down. Farm is New Salem Orchard and New Salem Cider here in New Salem. Hey, little apple. With Carol Hillman, who has been here for decades, since 1968. And Claire Morneau from CESA, the local hero, folks.
How hard was it to adjust to farming if you hadn't been doing farming in New York before when you started?
Oh, it was wonderful. I've always been interested in growing things, in flowers primarily. And now I have large flower gardens behind the barn and specializing in dahlias. So that's just been a lot of work, but so much pleasure for everyone just to see the dahlias, whether they buy it or a bouquet or not, is up to them. But to be able to have that beauty around, along with nasturtiums, which are so joyful, it's a wonderful way to be able to spend part of your day.
What is happening here this weekend during Cider Days?
Well, I hope a lot is happening. I hope people come. I hope the weather is good. And we have a number of workshops that we have both Saturday and Sunday. We have orchard tours both days. On Saturday, we have Steve Weissman doing pruning, apple pruning, and he's a pro. He started doing pruning here at the farm years and years and years ago. And then we have Steve Marklin and Steve Weissman joining forces to talk about caring for backyard orchards. And we have on Sunday, and maybe on Saturday, we also have Robert Neffinger talking about hard cider, how to make hard cider. Then on Sunday, we have April Woodard, and she spends hours with different cider-making groups. One is beginner cider, and the other is more advanced, and there's also a tasting and a critique. And I will tell you, people stand there literally for hours because she's done it for maybe 20-some years. And she has a following. And people come and learn and relearn and ask questions. And it's such an opportunity to ask questions.
I think that sums up what is so great about Cider Days. I think there are, I don't know, a dozen different venues where different events are happening. And they range from, you know, you want to make cider at home, you're a professional cider maker, you're really into apples and apple trees, you know, the real cider and apple nerdery side of things, all the way over to, like, you just want a nice day out with your friends or your family and you have no real interest in making cider yourself, but you want to taste some. And there are events that are geared more towards families. You can bring kids. There are some that are geared more towards hard cider lovers. So it runs the gamut. It feels like there really is something for everyone, and especially an opportunity for people who are interested in maintaining apple trees or making cider to learn a lot about the ins and outs of doing that.
Not to harp on like what was one of my favorite things, but this is the first time since the pandemic that the salon is back.
Yes.
Which took a lot of care and doing. And it is in one of the satellite locations. It's not in Franklin County, but it is the first time since the height of COVID that there's going to be like an open showing of many cider makers in one place like that. And that's to be taken advantage of.
And for those who haven't followed Cider Days in its history, it really became iconic in cider making and hard cider making, particularly across the country and the world. People will travel all the way to Franklin County to learn from these experts, especially the Maloney's and West County Cider, who were part of the impetus for creating this, to learn about and expand the world of cider.
And teach us here too. Like, I got to take workshops on like Northern French ciders, on Basque ciders, on Austrian ciders, which I'd never heard of and still have not seen in the States. Mm-hmm. But like the wealth of folks that are starting to come back to this because it was such a hub both of entertainment and enjoying like the local environment and the local bounty of this time and just like learning and being in community. It's such a cool time.
Carol Hillman from New Salem Cider. Are you a fan of hard cider? It's new to your what you've been doing here since the late 60s, but do you enjoy drinking it?
Well, my favorite is sweet cider, I must tell you. That's my taste, but everyone has their own taste, and we try to honor that.
What a diplomatic answer. That's what you learn in a nearly century of life.
In similar fashion, my British friends, when they have American cider, they're like, it's not sweet enough, mm-hmm. which is weird for me, having grown up here and being like, oh, like hard cider makes it drier generally, and things that are back sweetened to make it sweeter while it's alcoholic feel weird. So it's interesting to get both of those perspectives.
Carol, do you have a favorite type of apple for eating?
I love the McGowan or McCoon, however you want to pronounce it. And I've loved that for years. And the Northern Spy is another one that I just cotton to. But I like to look at the Golden Russet. And I know the Golden Russet makes what we call the champagne of ciders. And we have a number of Golden Russet trees. The crop varies from year to year. But a good Macintosh, and our trees are over 100 years old, and they're not, I'm going to say, the ordinary Macintosh. There's something about them that is just out of this world. You take a bite of it, and it's fall. It's the beauty of fall. It's everything. That's kind of a roundabout answer, but those would be my choices.
How many varieties are you growing here?
Well, we're primarily Macintosh, but we have, I think, about 20-some different varieties. We believe in the heritage, apples, and preserving them. We're always planting new saplings because, you know, as I said, the trees are really old. And lightning has taken my favorite Baldwin tree. And we had a beautiful crabapple tree, a dulga. And I have become a fan of dulga crabapples. And ordinarily, I have been able to sell juice, which is tart and one of the most delicious drinks, straight. Some people use it in a cocktail or with seltzer, whatever. But one year I made 66 quarts of the dulga juice, and it flew out of here. And this year, practically nothing. So, you know, climate is everything for farmers. And we're not in a good place as far as the climate goes. Everything is more severe. The rains are more severe. The lightning is more severe. The drought is more severe. And part of our job now and in the future is to contend with climate and make amends so that we can survive.
Carol Hillman from New Salem Orchard, I know this isn't apple related, but you mentioned that you are 98 years old. I'm 47. If you could go back in time and tell your 47-year-old self to do or not do specific things to live along and your mind is still sharp as a tack, any advice for your 47-year-old self?
Yes. Follow your passion and really be your best person that you can. And just keep moving and doing and thinking about others and creating community, if you can, of like-minded people. And just keep doing what you do best.
You might be the most Mr. Rogers person I've ever met.
I love Mr. Rogers.
Now we're just going to pause and enjoy you and your beautiful farm. Thank you so much for inviting us here today.
My pleasure, and please come back.
It's you I like, not the things you wear.